Welcome back. You're listening to This Week on RTE Radio 1, and we're heading for the halfway point of the general election campaign this week. An opinion poll in the Sunday Times today shows very little movement. Fine Gael on 23%, Independents 21%, Fianna Fáil on 20%, Sinn Féin 18%, Social Democrats 6%, Labour 4%, Greens 4%, People Before Profit Solidarity 2%, and Aim 2 on 2% as well. Sinn Féin are up 2 points since the last Sunday Times poll in October, and Fianna Fáil are up 1, Fine Gael and Independents down 1 each. Tomorrow, up front with Katie Hannan, we'll have the first live televised debate, a 10-way debate on RT1 television at 9.35. With me now in the studio is Gerard Howland, public affairs consultant, Irish Times columnist and a former government advisor, and Sarah McGuinness, political correspondent with the Irish Daily Mail. Thank you both for joining us. Sarah, your assessment of the campaign so far, I mean, flat?
Yes, very flat, and kind of has a cynical energy or something to it, like this whole kind of phony war between Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, and then making all these promises that weren't possible just 3 weeks, not 3 weeks ago, a bit more than that, to be fair, about 5 weeks ago in the budget. Yeah, it hasn't been particularly exciting. It kind of got off to a quite controversial start with Michael O'Leary's comments at Peter Burke's election launch, the Fine Gael minister. But since then, nothing really. It's just been a whole load of back and forth between the two main government parties at the minute.
Gerard Howland, that back and forth, as Sarah describes it, is it strategic or real?
I think it's largely synthetic. But that does not mean it's real. There's a big issue between Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael as to which is ahead of the other. They'd want to be very careful, by the way, in telling us, the people, that neither can do their sums correctly, that they won't end up doing some mutual damage. I don't think this election campaign has taken off at all 10 days in, but I am really concerned about the quality of the debate. I think real damage is being done to the future of this country with wanton, promiscuous promises, politics.
And that's around spending, is it?
Around spending. Everything which would be baked into the base of what the country is committed to at a time when, in a best case scenario, the proportion of income from corporation tax is probably peaking, when significant parts of it may be in danger, when the demographics of our country are changing radically over 10 or 15 years. And what this does is it backloads all of these costs on younger workers who, regardless of how well or bad the economy does, are going to have to support many more dependent people over their working life. It is really bad politics in this campaign so far.
We really are seeing the checkbook being opened, Sarah, aren't we? I mean, even that promise today from Fine Gael to give all children born in the state 1,000 or 1,500, depending on their sort of income status. That is giving away money, isn't it?
It's giving away money, and you know, they've kind of said that it will be targeted in that children from more disadvantaged areas will be given €1,500, but it just comes across as completely thoughtless and kind of an attempt to buy people back with their own money is what it reads like from a bigger picture perspective. But even like this whole thing of Micheál Martin saying during the week that he would abandon the 5% spending rule, hike it up to 6.5%. What's the point?
It hasn't been as low as 6.5% in recent years. So if he were true to his word, and if he did arrive at increasing public spending by 6.5%, it would actually mean a reduction in the rate of increase that he has presided over. And this acorn scheme from Fine Gael this morning, it is a silver spoon for better off babies. Mm. Because only the parents of better off babies can put the €2,000 extra in a year, for which they get a guaranteed interest rate of 4%, which is income derived from taxpayers as a whole, and as a consequence is a cost to another investment on another issue, perhaps less well-off children who are most in need. It's just obnoxiously scandalous politics.
And elections won't be won on acorn funds. I'm sorry, all these measures that are being floated, they are not like things that like nobody, no politician is knocking to the door and the person who's opening it is saying, I wish I had an investment vehicle for my baby that's going to be born. Like, it's just absolutely ludicrous.
How is all of this going to affect Sinn Féin? I mean, right now we're seeing the focus being on Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael, and the various spats between them on various different issues. How is Mary Lou MacDonald performing during all of this?
So she's still alive politically. If the Sunday Times poll means anything, and they're up a little, what that might mean, and it would be hugely significant for them if it's true, is that they've stabilised and they've stopped dropping. Mm. And if 10 days out they're stabilising, it means that in the 11 or 10 days left, they can do something for themselves. It's hard to see them being an alternative government at this stage, but depending on their strength, it means how far will Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael together be back from the finish line of a majority. And upon that rests the influence of, I predict, will not be one, but perhaps many entities who will be needed for government formation in what would be messy, complicated politics.
Sarah, sometimes in general election campaigns, when you head into week two, you see that issue emerging that sparks the campaign alight. What possible issue could it be this time?
I think, you know, Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael are probably hoping that it will be this kind of debate about justice. I think they're kind of hoping that this will be it because it's not too scandalous. But I think what will be really interesting to watch will be the John McGahan controversy that's kind of brewing at the moment, particularly in light of the very strong political reaction to the, you know, kind of cases of obviously different nature, but of like abuse of power in Sinn Féin. I think it will be, I think it'll be interesting watching how that unfolds.
And just to clarify again, John McGahan is a Fine Gael senator. He's a candidate in County Louth. He was ordered to pay a man €39,000 over a late night assault outside a pub in County Louth. He had been found not guilty in a criminal trial in 2022, but in the civil court, he was found 65% liable for damages. Gerard Howland, is that a problem for Fine Gael?
Yes, it is. He is an innocent man, by the way. Mm-hmm. He's been found, so he's entitled to that presumption, and we should be very careful to remember it. But Fine Gael has bet the house on terms of Sinn Féin's problems in a whole range of areas. Now, it has an issue. It is less than perfect in this regard itself. And I think the verdict in that civil case puts it in jeopardy of the very issues it wanted to exploit for its own advantage.
Especially when on Friday, Fine Gael were insistent that they are the party of law and order. You know, to go from this juxtaposition of more Gardaí on the street, like increasing sentencing to this...
I mean, yeah, and important to point out, he is innocent, as Gerard has said. Now, the TV debate tomorrow night on Upfront with Katie Hannan, 9:35. 10 party leaders, it's going to be a tough task to try to keep order among 10 party leaders. Sarah, how do you think the main parties should play that one?
The main parties, if it were me, I would most want to be Mary Lou MacDonald in that debate because she's going in with most likely, you know, Simon Harris and Micheál Martin on opposing sides and, you know, trying to land punches on one another while also keeping the integrity of what they have achieved in the last 4 years as coalition partners. So I think that'll be interesting. I also think it'll be interesting... it'll be interesting to see the dynamic, especially there was a fascinating report in the Sunday Times today from Hugh O'Connell and Claire Scott regarding some kind of internal politics within Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil. Basically, there's this kind of narrative coming out that perhaps they are kind of trying to stage a ceasefire at some point next week. Now, obviously, that's all just kind of hearsay. We don't know anything. It'll be interesting to see how they are in the room with one another. Another thing I think will be interesting is how Cian O'Callaghan steps up to the plate to deputise for Holly Cairns.
Who has most to lose out of this debate, Gerard?
Well, Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael because they would seem to have a better position at the moment, so everyone else has more to gain. I think the Greens, can climate be put back on the agenda at all? What can Labour do for itself? Running a reasonably good campaign, by the way, but doesn't necessarily have candidates in the constituencies where that can translate into actual gains. So it is all to play for. It's a cabinet meeting, interestingly, on Wednesday. It'd be interesting to be a fly on that wall, see what the mood music is. I don't think this campaign has started.
Okay, well, hopefully it will this week coming, and we look forward to it. Gerard Howland, public affairs consultant, Irish Times columnist and former government advisor, and Sarah McGuinness, political correspondent with the Irish Daily Mail. Thank you very, very much for coming in to talk to us today.